Yes, it's to provide clarity for students who are now applying for the 2019-2020 term, provide clarity for UK students, students from Northern Ireland who are looking to study in the Republic. It will ensure that the free fees arrangement that is currently in place, that will continue, and also the student support scheme will continue also. And also it will provide certainty and clarity for students from the Republic of Ireland who are looking to go to the North or to go to the United Kingdom in that regard as well. So it's to provide clarity, provide certainty for the school, for the university term 2019-2020, and to continue with current arrangements. And it is important to continually point out that even with all the discussions around Brexit, that there are a lot of arrangements in place through the Common Travel Area, which predates any participation in the European Union. So it's important that we continue with those arrangements.
It can be argued that this reassurance that you are giving today will be most important to those students in the likes of Derry wishing to travel to Donegal and so on.
It is, and it gives that clarity, and it also gives that clarity. For example, the student contribution fee is €3,000, so the arrangement for that to be paid by government, that will continue, and also the support for the grants that are provided as well, and with regard to the SUSE grant, that arrangement will also continue. I'm very, very conscious of the fact that there are many students these days looking at where their options will be next September. So it's important to give this in advance. And when this issue was highlighted over a fortnight ago, I was very, very eager to move on this quickly. And I'm very conscious that this is an issue that affects many, many people. And also it's an issue that affects students from the Republic of Ireland who are wondering what will be the status as they go to the United Kingdom and study. And we're talking upwards on 10,000 students, but that clarity will also be given. So legislatively, there may be legislative changes needed for the student support grant scheme, but in regard to the free fees, that's an administrative change and a policy change. So with government agreement, we will be able to move on that really quickly.